I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
It is worth pondering whether there is a rational basis for the ethic of love and compassion that even Western secularists want to adopt if there's no God. Because if there's no God, what is the basis for regarding human beings as inestimably precious, as possessing inalienable rights, as the American tradition puts it? These ideas really can't be based rationally on an evolutionary model. If we are just an accident in the universe, how on earth can you say that a human being has inalienable rights, is inestimably precious? But if there is a God whose own character is imprinted on the universe, then instantly there is a difference between the good life and the bad life. And there's a rational difference. When our lives reflect the character of the God who made everything, they are good. When they depart from that character, then they're bad. So there is a rational basis to biblical ethics that really doesn't exist in the atheist view of the world, even if we can happily concede there are some wonderfully beautiful humanitarian atheists.
And we should say a word, too, the fact that as the subtitle says, how for better or for worse our ideas about the good life come from Moses and Jesus. Of course, Moses, you know, delivered them from the hand of God. But how does Jesus understand and expand the Ten Commandments?
Well, that's a key point, isn't it? I mean, interestingly, in the Old Testament law itself, there is the acknowledgement that the people of God won't be able to keep these commandments, that they'll need to seek God's forgiveness. And so there is a sense in which even the Old Testament looks forward to a New Testament, to a new covenant, where there will be a new Moses who will provide the answer for our forgiveness because we've actually fallen short of these commandments. And the New Testament says that's Jesus. Jesus is the new Moses who died on a cross so we could be forgiven, but who also gave a law in the Sermon on the Mount that is the fulfillment of the Ten Commandments. And the historical point I want to make throughout the book is that it isn't just that the Ten Commandments shaped the West. It's the Ten Commandments via the teaching of Jesus that shaped the West. After all, it wasn't Jewish missionaries who took the law of Moses, you know, throughout Europe and around the world. It was Christian missionaries with the Sermon on the Mount, the whole gospel, and the Ten Commandments, and that's what shaped the world. And each of the commandments has a reflection in the teaching of Jesus that intensifies, or I would say beautifies, the teaching of Moses. So it's really Moses and Jesus together.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.